This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
I don't even know where to start today because there's so much stuff. So let me just kind of lay it out there for you, Crowder, and we'll see. How's your feet, by the way? Feeling all right?
Hey, feetin'.
They're feetin'. I mean,
yeah.
Watching Crowder leave the arena last night through the bowels of the arena in his wheelchair and having to stop everyone, obviously. What happened? What happened? How come you're in a chair?
You know what? I'm already starting to really, really hate sympathy.
Well,
every time I even put my hands up to move, someone says, "What do you need? Where are you headed?" I'm a grown man headed to do what grown men do and live life.
You're a grown man with broken feet, needed to drink more milk, and stop getting injured.
What do you need? I gotta pee. How you gonna help with that? You gonna hold me up?
Panthers won last night. That was great. The Heat play tonight, so we got a little something to look forward to. Zion Williamson had his first career triple-double last night. Pelicans have won three in a row. Don't sleep on the last place Pelicans. You might be witnessing sports history in the making. The weird thing is they play tonight and he doesn't have any props, and I'm wondering if he's sitting out because it's a back-to-back. I'm going to see.
He's exhausted.
Because I checked it this morning. I got to see if he's got prop bets now.
He hasn't worked that hard in his life.
Triple-double with no effort.
No, there's some effort
involved.
He's got
no props tonight. He must not be playing tonight.
I'm checking the injury report.
He needs
Zion, questionable.
He needs days off.
The injury designation is bloated.
That's not true. How dare you.
He's
don't say
up,
that
man.
After last night. Triple double, man. And the Warriors won again. Steph hit 12 threes. He scored what? 56
Ooh.
Points? You have 56 points?
56.
That was crazy.
So I bet last night, this is the danger of having a gambling app on your phone. I'm at a red light yesterday. I'm driving home from the Panthers game. I'm at a red light on like 10th Avenue. And you know how you could look and see how long the walk thing, you know, on the other side is counting down backwards. So it's over 30
yes.
seconds, like 32 seconds. It's a long light. So I open up the app. I look at the Warriors game. I go, oh, Jimmy Butler, over 18 and a half. They're playing well. So I'm sitting there at the red light. I go, you know what? I'll just put this in real quick. And I bet Jimmy Butler last night over 18 and a half points. And Jimmy Butler, I believe, ended with 5 on 1 of 7 shooting. It might have been his worst shooting night. And also, not only was it a terrible bet and a nice slap in the face to me, Warriors still won, but that's a gigantic story in Miami when you don't have someone else to carry the load. And he doesn't get that in Golden State because he's got Steph Curry to knock down half-court threes at will. And that's why I keep saying Golden State is such the great situation for him. He had a dreadful night last night. No one's going to talk about it because Steph Curry was so great.
It's actually the storyline is Steph Curry's 56. No one even cares what he did.
No one knows what Jimmy did other than me who bet the over.
Yes. And it's, Huck, you know what? When you're right, you're right. And you said that it's off bat. You were like, no, we were waiting to have a Steph put with Jimmy. Now Jimmy's going to fail when you give him a Steph just because he's not here. You're right on that one. I don't know if he can have too many of those games if Steph's not dropping 50, though, and make it look worthwhile going through these playoffs.
I agree, but I think also who was with us yesterday that said it's given Steph a lift? Like, oh, I think Will Mansell, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, where it's just like, you know, he's got that, you know, that boost back again. But you're right. No one looks at that and says, you know, what's wrong with Jimmy Butler? He can't do that. Like, everyone's talking about Steph. And Jimmy, you know, he gets to go on. He doesn't have to answer any questions about a dreadful shooting night. My dumb fault
was supposed to be
betting $50 on him.
Are you talking about these apps? I'm watching the Minnesota Lakers last night. I'm half asleep, put the kids to bed. Ant-Man scores like the last 5 points of the first half. I look, his over-under is like 26. I'm like, oh, he's already at 13. Easy. This is easy.
He'll do it in the third quarter.
He scores 4 points in the second half. So now I try to bet Luka live. I lose that bet. I had a bad night, too.
And got ejected yesterday.
Yeah. Threw the ball.
Yeah.
All I bet was Jimmy Butler over. Jimmy ended with 5 points total, 1 of 7 from the field, 0 of 3 from three-point land.
That's terrible.
But Steph Curry. But
who cares?
56 points, 16 of 25 from the field, 12 of 19 from three.
And he scored over 50 points on February 27th, four times in his life. Like, the storylines were just created, and Jimmy was part of none of them.
It's amazing. Lakers won again last night. Warriors won last night. Lakers won. Luka Doncic hit a shot last night that was not to be believed. And we got the Pacers tonight. We'll see what happens. And Zion's not playing apparently in the second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah. MVP, here we come.
But that's kind of embarrassing. You know, this guy puts up a triple-double. He's obviously fine. And I know you want to be cautious with him, but what are you doing? Questionable. Get him
cautious
out there.
With him. He's heavy and he's exhausted. You ever been at Busch Gardens or one
night.
Of those?
He ain't
water...
heavy. Huck, he's not heavy.
Have you
he
ever
took
been
Devin
at a,
Booker
have you ever been at
one-on-one, a... made him look like put him on skates.
Have you ever been at a water park during closing time and you see the big parents walking out? Their gait's a little different than it was 9 a.m. He's exhausted.
Triple double.
He's not even. He won't even be on the bench. He's not getting out the bed today. Room service only.
On top of all that, today is National Pancake Day. How lucky are we as a show? When I open up the What Is Today's National Day app, and I see today is National Pancake Day, and then Solana starts arguing with us on the text thread this morning. He's like, no, they got the date wrong. Nah, Jack. February 28th. It is National Pancake Day. We are going to listen to pancakes versus hotcakes today. We're going to have the time of our lives.
I'm excited.
Today also happens to be National Skip the Straw Day. I had texted my Cuno What's this that? Morning, like, you can't use a straw today. Got to save the turtles.
Oh, I thought it was some game or something. Oh,
no,
just
skip the
drink
straw.
Got the glass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Lori and I, we went to Three Natives for lunch. Acai bowl. I got two straws. Didn't use them. I threw them right in the ocean when we went for a walk later, because you skip the straw today. You don't use them. Yeah. Right? I skipped the straw. I skipped the straw.
Didn't you send us a picture on some thread with like 10,000 turtles climbing up onto the beach?
Yeah, me, you, and Cuno like, on our turtle thread. It was like a week ago. There was like 10,000 sea turtles on some beach. I go, Cuno, these things are doing fine.
They're thriving. Yeah,
they're all vacationing together on some beach.
Just skip the straw day. They got some days out there, boy.
Yeah, so Cuno declined.
Is it nasty? I've been called nasty for drinking straight out the glass at restaurants, though.
I don't like drinking with a straw. I find it to be more comfortable to drink out of a glass. So the only time I use a straw is if it's, you know, like has a plastic lid, you know, and it comes with the straw on it. But like, if they give you like a fill your own plastic cup, like I just won't put the lid on and I won't use a straw. I happen to like drinking out of a glass. I had read somewhere, and it probably isn't true, but that every time you suck up liquid through a straw, you're also sucking air into your intestinal system, whatever, your digestive system. And so that can make you, I don't know, feel bloated or nauseous. So I don't need all that extra air. I've got plenty of air. I don't need extra air every time I take a sip of a drink.
But on my side, I with the paper cups, I guess it's yours. But and when I'm at restaurants and I'll just grab the glass and drink it, I've had numerous different people in my life have been like, you put your mouth on that glass.
But you use the silverware. Like, I mean, what's the difference? Use the silverware at a restaurant.
I don't get it. And I think they washed it. I hope they washed it. I got to trust Chili's.
Anyway, save the straw today or skip the straw today. You still lugging around that metal straw, Solana?
Always. I don't leave home without it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. stuck the answer. Yeah. Today we've got our final chance for you to win a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. We'll do that at some point. Tell you about buckets and bets and give away a couple seats for that. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. You've got a whole bunch of Canes participating in the combine. You've got spring practice for the Canes getting underway on Monday. So we have a lot to talk about with DBJ. Let us begin today's show with headlines, though. And Alejandro Solana brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in inventory, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We called it yesterday. The Panthers own the Oilers. Like they just do.
Got a little dicey at the end, but came out with the dub.
I read in Florida Hockey Now, it was going to be my cat talk. The Cats have won, let me pull up my notes here. I think they've won 3 straight one-goal games versus the Edmonton Oilers. That includes Game 7.
Right. It was Game 7. They played once this year.
Yeah.
And now last night,
yeah,
as Leon Draisaitl. Yeah, get back to Edmonton, buddy.
he can play, bro.
When we leave our broadcast from the Panthers, we're back at the arena on Monday. When we leave our broadcast, we walk downstairs through the tunnel. The opposing team is always playing soccer in a circle in one area. And generally, Crowder and I, we have to wait. And wait for them to drop the ball. We get a little opening. We scooch along the side. Old Crowder in a wheelchair. Come right through, sir. It was comical yesterday. They're like, now all of a sudden they're careful. Normally they're like trying to take us out. Like they're doing it real cutesy, like wink, wink to themselves. Like, oh, couple guys with media badges and the balls are flying off their feet like El Pibe, perhaps the most recognizable soccer player in the history of the world. The ball's flying off their feet like El Pibe, and we're just trying to, you know, duck and weave our way through. Now Crowder, he's got his wheelchair. I mean, they stopped the game. Leon Draisaitl was wheeling him out of the arena. Have a nice day, sir.
I got you, big man. I'm telling you, man, it's happened to me for 2 days, 3 days now, and it's an uncomfortable situation for me.
I'll tell you a story. So this, I probably shouldn't even say this on the air, but this is the God's honest truth. So we're leaving the arena, and I'm finally, I'm tired of, like, everyone's talking to him and, you know, keep your head up. And it's such nonsense to me. He doesn't need to be in a wheelchair. He didn't need to break his feet in the first place. Like, grow up, drink some milk. I don't know. So I'm sick of it already. I'm sick of it from the whole day. from being at the arena with him in his wheelchair. So now we're down in the tunnel. We've made our way with all the security guys we know. I walk out. Now I got to get out. I walk out. But I'm waiting for him because I don't know if he's going to need help getting into his truck. So I'm waiting, waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. So now I'm getting hot because something has stopped him at the end. Now I'm getting hot. So I come barging back into the arena. Mm-hmm. I am this close from yelling as I'm turning around the door. Hey, Lieutenant Dan, you done already? Let's go. He is in a conversation with a man who legitimately needs to be in a wheelchair. And I came this close to yelling, hey, Lieutenant Dan, we about ready to get out of here? I had a little Chris holstered, ready to go. And thankfully.
It's a group of people that, you know, and now I'm part of it, and it's uncomfortable for me because the dude, he's one of our buddies, but he's missing a leg. Yeah, he's cool as hell. He checks us in. He does our bags through the security line and all, but he has one leg, and I'm sitting there next to him, and I just broke my feet doing a toe touch.
And barely, but we're having barely a deep conversation. They're probably fine today.
But we're having a deep conversation about the plight of the wheelchair community.
And he's like, the guy's asking him, like, but can you get in your car? You know, and Crowder's like, oh yeah, I can stand up, no problem. He's like, yeah, I can't. Of course he can. And so now Crowder has no business being part of this back and forth.
And I have to get comfortable with this, Hawk. You caught me at my weakest moment on one of my first days. And I would say if I'm judging my performance as a handicapped person yesterday,
You have like two bruises on your feet.
Hawk, C minus D, maybe at best. I'm not doing this well.
Show up Monday. I was uncomfortable. Arena. Do better.
The guy was in the handicap stall, the only stall that I can get into. But I don't know if I can really knock on the door. Is it on me to knock on the door and tell him stop going to the bathroom because I'm here with the wheelchair? I need some rules about this stuff. I'm uncomfortable.
Don't break your feet.
Right.
I know.
That's your
have some athleticism.
I tell my kids this.
Have some athleticism.
After something happens, let's not just complain about what happened. Let's look into the future.
I mean, really, spaceships. All you did was jump up and down, and you broke both feet jumping up and down.
Spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirrors.
Hawk, if you and I did a toe touch the way Crowder did, I don't know if we could execute it flawlessly, but I'm not breaking my 2 feet. I guarantee you that.
Would not break my 2 feet. Wouldn't break my 2 feet.
Nope.
I know, Solana, I live on the ninth floor. Your gums are going to be infected, and you're going to tear your ACL.
Yeah, well,
I'm pretty certain I could jump off the ninth floor of my building on the balcony, mm-hmm. land, and not break my 2 feet.
Yeah, you won't.
That's our friend on Funny Lewis. This show bit.
He sent Unfunny Lewis sent me and Crowder a little chat on IG because he watched the video yesterday and he used ChatGPT. There's a term called a Don Juan fracture. It's sometimes used another name called a lover's fracture. It refers to the calcaneal, which is what you broke, the heel bone. Mm-hmm. Is that how you pronounce it? Calcaneal?
Calcaneus.
Calcaneal.
I think the lady said calcaneus. Yeah.
Calcaneal fracture, which occurs when someone jumps from a height and lands on their feet. The name comes from Don Juan, the legendary fictional womanizer who often had to make quick escapes from lovers' homes, sometimes by jumping out of windows. The idea is that someone in similar situations might land forcefully on their feet, fracturing their heels. Now, if that was the story, if Crowder was actually jumping out of a window to escape, you know, Glenn Rice,
Jeez.
Why is it Glenn Rice?
Didn't he have that thing where someone was in the closet or something? Wasn't it Glenn Rice?
I think so. Glenn Rice.
That would be a story. But Crowder was just trying to do a cheerleader jump in front of his teenage daughter.
Maybe my life caught up with me because I've jumped out a window or two.
What? No, you're fat.
Wasn't. I'm not really fat though, because I went to the doctor. I don't weigh myself a lot. It's funny you say this, Alana, because I thought that too. I don't get on scales. I'm like, what am I weighing in for? Who the hell am I impressing or judging? And when I went to the doctor, they were like, you have to weigh yourself. 6'3". Okay, I know I was 6'3". 240, 243. I'm like, I'm little.
Okay, Zion.
I played at 255.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm just literally out of shape. My body does not have muscle mass.
I'm surprised you're doing today's show. Second show of a back-to-back, Zion.
Listen, atrophy is real, son.
I can't wait till he's wearing two boots, because I know that's what's going to happen. Like, they're going to give him two boots. Hawk, it's going to be amazing. Amazing.
So I'm not your uncle. I am not your
and
uncle.
And then I wish I should have taken video, because I watched him get into his truck. he puts the chair in the back, and now he's kind of, moving across the side of the truck, and I'm just yelling out of my window, "Hey, Mary, I have a pizza delivery for you." You wouldn't have believed. Solana, you should come Monday. I'm telling you, you wouldn't have believed what you were seeing at this arena.
So I'm leaving. I'm having sympathetic, serious conversations with this damn heckler following me the whole time. People would be like, "Oh man, what happened? Sorry to hear that. Man, he's okay. Ain't nobody worried. He's just a bitch." I'm like,
I think I sent it to Solana. I took video where someone had asked him, like, why is he in the chair? I'm like, oh, he broke two bones right underneath the vaginal bone.
So I'm explaining my injury, why this heckler is following me behind, just ripping me a new one.
Trying to keep level-headed.
And I can't. What am I going to do? Because all he has to do is step back four steps. I'll never get to him. So I'm defenseless.
The Heat play tonight. They get the Pacers.
You check
at APS.
Every DEI box there is, brother.
I need to start applying to some stuff. See what happens.
God. Heat Pacers is at 8. No Benedict
Matthews.
Our friend
Jimmy the Donk just made a great Photoshop on Twitter. It's Zion pushing you in a wheelchair, and he says, "No back-to-back games for me," and you say, "We need some milk."
That's a funny one. Me and Zion taking a day off.
Mary, I just thought maybe you should know your architect friend.
Man, listen. I climb around like a little baby chimpanzee on furniture. And my little legs are dragging behind me. Oh man, you should have saw me leaving the JCC yesterday. Oh my goodness. When Ava had a basketball game, we're leaving out, they're seeing me crawl down the side of the Suburban, and hey, you need any help, Mr. Crowder? I'm good. I'm swinging down the Suburban. Oh my goodness. Oh. The only place to park the wheelchair was in front of the water fountain, so nobody wanted to make me move. Oh, man, this life is going to get ugly quick. I hate it.
Yeah, funny, man.
Silver lining, you'll get a handicap parking decal.
That's what they tell me. When I go to this podiatrist, he can give me a decal. Yeah, that's what I heard. They didn't want to pull Ava because her crippled dad came to watch her play. They were up by 20. It's like 30 to 12, and they just left her in the game.
Why do you not what is the because someone just pointed out, but when you're drinking a draft beer, you put your mouth to the glass, something we were talking about earlier. Why do you not drink beer with a straw? What's the difference there? Isn't it the air as well? Or is it too carbonated?
It made sense. Well, I thought about beer when you said that because I don't know if it's too carbonated, but if you drink a beer out of a straw, it foams up like hell.
Right. Like you can't like you can't swallow.
No, it becomes foam. Yeah, so I knew that, but just to, I actually enjoy drinking out of the top because you get the juice that's cold in the ice. If you put the straw through the ice, the stuff at the bottom is warmer. Yeah, and I like drinking off the top of the glass, but I'm telling you, multiple people throughout my life had looked at me nasty at restaurants like, oh, you drink out the glass, huh? Leave me alone.
Yeah, because if they don't clean it properly, then you're basically making out with somebody else.
But yeah, but what if they don't clean the bottom? And now you're scraping the bottom with your straw and you're getting all that residue. And feel like they have a better chance of cleaning the top if they're doing like a cursory clean than they are cleaning the bottom.
But the bottom is just like other liquid. So if they didn't clean it properly, then whatever. Like you got a little Diet Coke that they didn't clean properly. But the top, I mean, Hawk, imagine if, you know, Jimmy was the last person to use that glass or Crowder was the last person to use that glass and they didn't clean it. And now you're putting your mouth to where, you know, Channing Crowder's mouth has been.
Yeah.
But Hawk, you know what? Hawk just gave me a comeback for the ages. Solana, what if you get a fork that Glenn Rice just licked on and they didn't clean it, clean it right? Like you're using the silverware, but you're scared of the glass.
Yeah. Go to a restaurant, you got to trust them. Whether they've earned it or not, you got to trust them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I trust Chili's. Jimmy nods his head. Yep, me too. Me too.
Oh, yep, me too. Mm-hmm.
Chili's is nice.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I think you get drunk quicker if you drink beer through a straw, by the way. I got to double check.
Yeah, but it's almost impossible to drink it.
Yeah. All and alcohol it, contents, it doesn't make though, any sense. Like, are at the bottom. Yeah, I think you do. I think you get drunk quicker.
Beer separates?
I don't know. Some guy at the bar told me that once. partly cloudy.
I guess who Solana ended up going home with. What else did he tell you?
I don't really remember what happened the rest of the night. But,
yeah. Next thing I know, I'm in the sauna.
Here, you drink this one. I got this drink for you. Drink this one.
80 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the 60s. That is your weather.
Don Bailey Jr. will join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The only fat one is Zion Williamson.
Hawk and Crowder.
Feels good to hear a little rock you like a hurricane and know that hurricanes have spring practice starting on Monday. And wild representation at the Combine. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. DBJ, of course, the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes football broadcasts on this radio station, with Joe Zagacki, of course, and executive produced by our friend Victor Bermudez, does a fantastic job. Canes, like I said, very well represented in Indianapolis for the NFL Combine. Cam Ward, Xavier Restrepo, Andres Borregales, Francis Mauinoa, Damian Martinez, Elijah Arroyo, Jacoby George, Jalen Rivers, Tyler Barron, and Sam Brown. the receiver. So Canes have a lot of action at Indianapolis. DBJ, Cam Ward, that's obviously the biggest name out of the group. What kind of NFL quarterback do you think he's going to make?
You know, Hawk, I don't know. I really don't. And it's so intriguing to me is I look at the window that I was able to watch him. And from the second he stepped on campus and into the Heck Center, he took control. He did exactly textbook what you would want your quarterback to do. First guy in, last guy out, stayed after practice, learned everybody's name in the building, spent time with his offensive line, demanded better out of his receivers, and put forth effort every day. You know, a pure leader, did everything he's supposed to do as good as anybody's ever done it. And now he goes onto the field and produced big time. Set, you know, number one offense in the country, set records at the University of Miami, All-American, the Heisman, everything. And I like everything that I've witnessed. I like everything that's on paper, but you don't know if that guarantees that it's going to transcend into the National Football League for anybody, especially at that position. And I think there's a chance he's going to be very, very good in the National Football League. I really do. But we've seen guys that what's good? Is he going to go to the Super Bowl in 2 years? I mean, how do you grade that? And I think that his size wise at 6'2", 6'2" and a half, whatever he's going to measure out is certainly good enough. He can run the football. He can avoid traffic. There's a million things, but to me, to tell you that he's the next Mahomes, I don't know that. You know, I don't know what happens. I think
who we have on this week, Crowder. Crowder, didn't we have someone on this week that was saying that Cam Ward, just like his leadership abilities, and
it was Tuan Russell.
We were talking about
Tuan Russell. Yeah, Tuan Russell was just effusive in his praise.
And I don't know if y'all saw Lewis Reddick on ESPN.
No,
he loves Cam Ward. The transition, him going here, he's met with the guy, he talked to him in Washington State, then he talked to him in Miami. I think Lewis Reddick said he matures a year every single day with his, you know, the way he approaches the game and all. Yeah, Lewis Reddick loves Cam Ward.
There is no risk, in my opinion, if you're a team in the National Football League on picking Cam Ward as in any category other than what are you going to surround him with and what are you going to give him and what type of offense are you going to put him in. He is a risk-free investment. As far as the leadership, the personality, the on the field, the off the field, how he conducts himself, he is textbook is what you want. And you know, then it's remained to be seen. You know, everybody hypes these quarterbacks up that from college to pros, but it's such a different game. And the other thing is, and Channing, you know this, a lot of those quarterbacks in college aren't hit a lot, whether it's because they can move around like Cam Ward or they get rid of the football, they're running the ball. How does a guy handle getting hit like he ain't ever been hit before in his life? I mean, and that's everybody that transitions from college to football. It's not just Cam Ward. So there's going to be an adjustment period, but I think he's a risk-free investment, in my opinion, if you're in the National Football League.
Yeah, DBJ, my third day in Dolphins camp, Vernon Carey threw me into a chain link fence, and I said, wow, these guys are pretty strong up here.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. But
DBJ, what about
yo, my goodness, them dudes were there. It's just they're fast and strong. But Cam Ward, and I thought about this. I go to all the Canes games and all that. Somebody was breaking down Cam Ward versus Shador, and they were saying Cam Ward, he's going to have to learn how to just take a second down off. This coverage got us, throw it out of bounds, where he's going to hold the ball. He's going to move around. He's going to try to wait for windows to open. And they were saying, like, almost to your point, which made me think about it, these defensive linemen are coming in the league. Sometimes you gotta throw second and 10. You got to just get to third and 10.
Bro, you know, they talk about buying time. Well, you know, he can buy time. Well, he's an athlete. There is no time. There's no time in the National Football League. I mean, you think about it. you got as savvy a quarterback that we just saw in the, with Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and how'd that defense treat him? There's no time. So there's a huge adjustment, and he'll make it. He's made it every step of the way, but he's not going to play the type of football that he played at Miami in the National Football League. He's coachable, and he'll understand it, but it's not that way. And if he decides to do it his way, he's going to get hit a couple times, and that'll change his mind probably.
How about Xavier Restrepo? Think he's going to be a successful NFL receiver?
I certainly hope so. You know, he's certainly going to work at it. Here's what I've always said, guys. I says from high school to college, all the college coaches and scouts and recruiters and family, they talk about what can he do. From college to the NFL, the NFL talks about what you can't do or what you don't have. They look for the negative side of it. And I look at Restrepo, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, played tough, played hurt, even the year before Coach Criswell's first year, he had an ankle deal and he fought through it, did everything he can do. I think he's a tough guy, and he's going to make somebody's team. And we've seen that type of player before. Some of them have great careers, and some of them bounce around a couple places and find their spot, and they get into a groove, and the quarterback respects them. The coordinators know how to use them. But it's, you know, guys, it's a big man's, fast man's game on Sundays. And I think Restrepo will make it. I think he'll do well. But if you're looking for someone to go in the first or second round, I don't think that's possible with his size and speed.
It isn't he? I'm going to show you my opinion. Restrepo's better than Braxton Berrios, isn't he? As receiver, I think Braxton might be fat. Probably is. I know it looks faster, but is Restrepo a better, more polished receiver than Braxton was?
You know, that's a great comparison, Channing. And I'm just trying to. Well, I'm pausing a second. I was trying to think who was the quarterback, you know, for Braxton. And I think that's a fair comparison. I think Braxton's a little bigger, and I think Braxton's a little faster. Oh, and he's what now in what year, 6 or 7 or 8, something like that. I mean, he's putting together a very nice career, whether, you know, you get the catches or the returns or the accolades that you want. Every year in that league is a big success. So Braxton, I would think that Restrepo would sign up today to have the type of career that Braxton Berrios had, and similar type player. You know, definitely Braxton just didn't have the catches, the number of catches and the number of yards, but he certainly is makes his presence felt in the National Football League. I think Restrepo is going to have to do what all players have to do, unless you're, you know, the guy, is he's going to have to do well on special teams, whether that's running down on kicks and punts or returning kicks and punts. And he's done that. He did that at Miami, and there's a good opportunity for him, but somebody's going to find him and appreciate what he does on the field and his productivity. And he finds a way to get open. There's no question about that.
Spring practice is Monday. What are we expecting from Carson Beck this coming season? Or do we need to wait and see what Monday and the future practices hold?
I don't think you'll see Carson Beck on, you know, in any type of practice as far as throwing goes. I think he'll be there, and what they do now is they'll take the if they're an injured quarterback, I mean, they have you standing behind the line of scrimmage and going through it as much as you can mentally, and he'll be learning the offense and watching every single snap every single day. But I don't expect him to take part in spring, especially the first couple weeks. I mean, I don't know that he'll take part of any of it, to be honest with you. I don't know how that injury is coming and what goes with it, but it creates a heck of an opportunity for the three guys that are there to battle it out. And if he doesn't take a snap in spring, you are going to come out of spring football with a clear number 2, 3, and 4.
if Beck is healthy, everybody's going to assume, including me, that he's your number one guy. So you're going to come out of it with an understanding of where your depth is at that position. I think that's a big step.
And DBJ, let's jump to my side of the ball with the new DC, Corey Heatherman. Mm-hmm. I would love to have him in a bar fight because it looks like he'll slap the hell out of somebody. But what does he'd have been in a fight before, I can guarantee that. But what is he bringing?
He will not blink.
Okay.
Don't criticize the defense air this year, DBJ. Don't criticize that defense.
I haven't met him in person, but I wouldn't say too much bad about his blitz packages. But what they get rid of Lance Guidry, they bring in Heatherman. The transition and why? Like, what does he bring?
Well, I had the chance to see him at, when he first got here, and then I guess Tuesday they had a press conference. Tuesday, Wednesday they had a press conference and brought in the other guys that were brought in on that side of the field. And I will tell you that you have read him correctly. My first impression, and after never hadn't even shaken his hand yet, but I was sitting in the press conference, is this man brings another level of intensity to a room. And that's what Coach Cristobal does. I mean, that's right down his alley as far as the type of personality he has. A hot, very high, very intense guy, but you could also tell that he understands, in my opinion, what's great if you're a great defensive guy is to keep it simple, let those guys play, make sure they all tackle, and make sure you get some takeaways. And I think that's right up his alley. And, I was aware of him because he was at Rutgers. And if you can – I'm a big fan of Greg Schiano. And if you can coach defense – and because Schiano's a defensive guy, if you're on his side of the football, the defensive side of the ball, and you are successful with him, I think you can be successful anywhere. And you look at the numbers that he had at Minnesota last year, very impressive. And I think he's gonna hone it down, and he's gonna get the right guys on the field, and he's gonna make sure that he calls defenses that the players can execute and they can do very well at with their skill sets.
Spring practice is Monday, Canes fans. Don Bailey Jr., we're looking forward to another season. Today is National Pancake Day, by the way. Do you enjoy a pancake every now and then?
Yeah, I'll take a pancake every now and then. Do Swedish pancakes count?
Those are very thin, right? Swedish pancakes?
Yeah. That's what they make at the Bailey House, little Swedish pancakes.
Mm.
Is that a crepe?
It's almost like a crepe, yeah. I got to go with a big, fluffy buttermilk pancake, DBJ, over the Swedish pancakes.
Yeah, but don't you always feel hungry even after you eat those? You eat a stack of buttermilk pancakes, I feel hungry an hour later.
I feel hungry regardless, 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter. And that's why I keep a box of Cheez-Its handy. I mean, I'm always hungry.
We're killing those.
What about McDonald's? What about McDonald's hotcakes? You ever enjoy a McDonald's hotcake? I know you're not a fast food guy.
I don't want to say never, but I don't recall it. Mm. Are they good?
Oh, McDonald's hotcake. Let me tell you, back in the 70s when they would get served on styrofoam, tasted even better.
I'm sure I had some in the 70s, bro. I'm sure I had some in the 70s.
That's what we need to go back to. McDonald's hotcakes on a styrofoam platter.
But they throw that sausage on there, too. That sausage made a little rough, didn't it?
Oh, that sausage is so good. That McDonald's sausage patty and the hash brown. Holy mackerel. Frothing at the mouth right now.
I used to get over those hangovers as a young man. See, you used to get over those hangovers as a child eating that kind of food.
I'm not kidding you. There's two magical food items to get over a hangover: hotcakes and sausage at McDonald's, or the Super Bird at Denny's.
The what?
Super Bird.
What's a Super Bird?
It's almost like a chicken club sandwich. A lot of people go for the Moons Over My Hammy at Denny's as the hangover buster.
Oh my god! Well, next time I'm heading down that road, I'll pull into Denny's and make, see if I can help myself out a little bit.
Yeah, because McDonald's, obviously, very limited breakfast window. Denny's, you can get the moons over Miami 24 hours a day.
And what is that?
I don't know. I'm not a big ham guy. I go for the Super Bird.
You guys are nuts. Channing, I want to know how you get over your hangover, man. I want to know how you get over it.
What's the old saying? Bite the dog that bit you. I just keep going.
A little more of the hair of the dog that bit you. There you go.
That amazes there you go. Me. People who do that, the hair of the dog. It's like, oh, this is. I got to college, and they're like, oh, no, this is the best way to get over a hangover. Have a shot of this. A shot? No. I'm dying over here. What are you talking about?
You got to rinse down all that is trying to come back up.
Yeah. You know, you either get rid of it, either upchuck it, or you throw on a sweatsuit and go run it out of you, man. It's one or the other. That's it.
I'd throw on a sweatsuit and head right over to Denny's and get a Super Bird.
And if you pass right, we'll McDonald's on the way, get your short stack and some sausage.
See you, brother.
Moons over Miami.
Moons over Miami. Don Bailey Jr. there. There is no better time to download the Hard Rock Bet app than right now. Got basketball, hockey, MMA, soccer, spring training baseball. Yes, you can find that on the app. I'm telling you, anything. And of course, college basketball is heating up. We are so close to the biggest tournament of the year. You don't want to go in blind. You start betting today, and maybe you find that underdog that no one saw coming. And if you're not sure what to bet on, check out the Discover page on the Hard Rock Bet app. You can see what everyone else is betting. Then you can follow the crowd. You can fade the crowd. Hopefully you faded my Jimmy Butler over last night because that was brutal. But you could take pre-made parlays on the app. You could see what underdogs are hot. Build parlays for your best chance at the biggest wins. And you can parlay across sports if you want. So you pick something from basketball, from hockey, from soccer, even table tennis. Try your first bet on any sport. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. And again, all you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app right now. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Joe, I'm too sexy for Hawk, too sexy for Crowder, and surely too sexy for Solana.
Hawk and Crowder.